Thursday night. It's the 27th of, what is it? The 27th of August. Thursday night. Yes, this is Michael Collins Piper. We are live here tonight. I'm alive anyway. I assume you are as well. Live coming to you from Washington, which of course is headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And check out the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. The new issue of the Barnes Review is getting ready to go to the printer. Very, very interesting issue. I forget why. Well, it's always an interesting magazine, but this particular issue is particularly interesting. Although I must confess to you, I forget why I find it particularly interesting. Needless to say, if you're not familiar with the Barnes Review, you should be. And I would encourage you to call the Barnes Review and get a sample copy. If you call the Barnes Review's toll-free number in Washington, it's actually, well, if you call the Barnes Review's toll-free number and tell them you heard this special offer on Mike Piper's program, I'll make sure that they send you a free sample issue of the Barnes Review. And I will give you that toll-free number for the Barnes Review in a minute. Or I should say after the break. So get your pen and paper handy so you can take down that number. I am also going to make a special offer to my listeners here tonight as a way of thanking you for being good listeners. I'm maybe taking a big chance on this, but I am going to give you a free copy of my new book, The New Babylon, Those Who Reign Supreme. Those of you who write me personally and ask me for a copy of it, I will send those out to you. We expect delivery on them from the printer on Monday morning at the AFP office in Washington. And as I say, it's a good way to get the book out there. I expect people will ultimately buy the book. But as a little way of thanking the listeners to this program, if you are interested in getting a copy of the book, I will tell you how to go about making the arrangements for same. I must tell you that I had a very nice chat earlier this evening with Mark Glenn and Phil Turney, who are, of course, the co-hosts of that amazing program that broadcasts every Saturday here on RBN, the Liberty Hour. If you're not a listener to the Liberty Hour, you should be. I know many of you do listen to it. And Mark and Phil tell me that, you know, they are working on they and several of the other Liberty survivors are working on books about their own experiences. And apparently the floodgate has been opened. More and more of the Liberty survivors are coming forth, and they want to tell their stories, their firsthand accounts of what happened to them. And as you know, the people who are responsible for that horrible crime, that Holocaust of June 8, 1967, Israel's deliberate and unprovoked attack on the USS Liberty, those people who are responsible for that, and people such as John McCain and other criminals who have been trying to keep the facts covered up, they are going to be very disturbed by this news. But it is good news, folks. You know, I have said for a long, long time that the issue of the USS Liberty, once known to enough people, will be, I think, the issue that can turn American politics around. I've said that about my own book regarding the Kennedy assassination, but more so, I think, the issue of the USS Liberty is an issue that Americans can latch on to. It's a very emotional issue, and it should be. So, in any event, we are going to the break, folks. Get your pen and paper handy.
Oh, Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com. Visit ultraimmunity.com today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. First of all, I'm going to give you the, if I have it here in front of me, which of course I don't, typically, I'm going to give you the toll-free number for the Barnes Review. Now, you can get it on the Barnes Review website at barnesreview.com, BARNESREVIEW.com. That's barn, like in the red barn, but it has an E at the end of it, barnesreview.com. That is, of course, a magazine named after the late Harry Elmer Barnes. It's a journal of nationalist thought and history. Lots of great articles about lots of great subjects. And in recent issues, and I can't guarantee you get a specific back issue, but in recent issues, we've had some fantastic articles by Carolyn, who's been a guest on this show, Carolyn Yeager. So she's just one of the great writers whose works appear in the Barnes Review. Now, if you want to call the Barnes Review during regular business hours, the number, it's an 877 number, 1-877-773-9077. They will send you a sample back issue of the Barnes Review. Just say you heard Mike Piper make the offer on his radio program, and they'll be glad to send you out a copy of the Barnes Review. That number is 877-773-9077. Now, regarding my book, The New Babylon. I have talked about it. I gave you an overview of it the other night here. It is subtitled. I love these long subtitles I come up with. A panoramic overview of the historical, religious, and economic origins of the New World Order. Inside the Rothschild Empire, the modern-day Pharisees. It's a good book, folks. I hate to tell you that. I hate to talk about my own stuff, but it's a grand total of 280 pages. A lot of what I think is very important material that explains what the New World Order really is and what it isn't. And I'm very, very happy with the book. Not too many typos in it, but I'll tell you what, as I say, for those listeners, I was going to say for the first 10 people, but you know what's going to happen. 13 or 14 people are going to respond. And I don't want to cut those people out because they're getting a little late to their email or something. But for those of you who, by tomorrow afternoon, send me an email with your snail mail address, I will send you off a copy of The New Babylon. And if you want, I'll even inscribe it. I'll even inscribe it the way you want it inscribed. I always get a kick out of what people ask me to inscribe in the books, and I generally have always done it. I don't think anyone's ever asked me to inscribe anything particularly, nothing that I wouldn't want to inscribe. So if you do, go ahead and send me an email at my email address, which is Michael Collins Piper, 1960. That's the year I was born. That's easy to remember. I'm 49. If you subtract 1960 from, or you subtract 1960 out of 2009, you get 49. In any case, the address is Michael Collins Piper, 1960 at yahoo.com. And you know what? I'm going to extend that through Saturday afternoon because I know a lot of people listen on the archives, and they may not be listening live tonight. So if I get your email by, say, 6 o'clock Saturday evening, 6 o'clock Eastern time, I will get a copy off to you as soon as they come in the American Free Press office in Washington. There's been a lot written on the New World Order. There's been a lot written on the Rothschilds and international banking and on the issue of Jewish imperialism. I think this book ties it all together. It incorporates most of what appeared in my earlier book, The New Jerusalem, but it is added to quite substantially, much more information than appeared in that. And I know that people will find this book of interest. It's going to upset a lot of people who want to think that the New World Order is something that it's not. This book tells you exactly what the New World Order really is, the New Babylon. The book, by the way, is dedicated to someone whose name you probably do not know. But I want to read to you about this man. His name is François Genoud. That last name is spelled G-E-N-O-U-D. And his nickname was Chic François. Dedication reads as follows, and I assure you this dedication is just going to drive Abe Foxman up the wall. Dedication to the grand strategist of global resistance and combat against the New World Order, François Genoud. He lived from 1915 to 1996. I say few know the name François Genoud, yet for some 60 years, this Swiss banker, publisher, and geopolitical thinker, once described as the most mysterious man in Europe, was a preeminent, albeit behind-the-scenes strategist working for global cooperation between nationalists across the planet who sought to dislodge the Rothschild Empire's relentless drive for an imperial New World Order, the ancient dream energized by the hellish teachings of the Babylonian Talmud. In the closing days of World War II and afterward, Janot played an instrumental role in the escape of anti-communist European refugees, whose sole crime was to stand in defense of their nations in the face of vengeance-crazed communist and Judaist forces that were overrunning the continent. There are perhaps thousands of people living across the planet today who owe their very existence to the fact that Janot rescued their forebears from certain torture and execution meted out by victors' justice. As far back as 1936, the young Janot forged what became a lifelong friendship and working relationship with the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, the spiritual leader of the Muslims of Palestine, who, along with their Christian brothers, ultimately suffered the great catastrophe of 1948 known as the Nakba, the theft of their native land, driven from their ancestral homes at gunpoint into exile, many of them into squalid open cesspools, so-called refugee camps, in which so many of their descendants still languish. In 1958, Janot founded the Banca Commerciale Arabe in Geneva, from which he managed the finances of nationalist forces in the Arab world that were seeking independence from Rothschild Empire-dominated imperial enterprises. He played, among other things, a major role in facilitating the rise of the Republic of Algeria. In the years that followed, Janot, a devoted supporter of the Palestinian cause, worked with the Christian founders of the famed Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, George Habash and Dr. Wadi Haddad, who fondly dubbed his Swiss colleague Sheikh Francois. And, needless to say, Janot was a major patron of the Palestine Liberation Organization. In dedicated concert with other friends, such as American nationalist Willis Cardo and former German general Otto Riemer, Janot also sought to advance the cause of bringing history, particularly that surrounding the events of World War II, into accord with the facts. And with another longtime associate, outspoken French attorney Jacques Berger, the dynamic Janot continued to remain a force in combating global Zionist imperialism until the end of his remarkable career. What a man, Sheikh Francois. I am very pleased to dedicate this book to this man who, as I say, just played a singularly instrumental role in helping keep alive nationalism throughout the world and fighting against Zionism. He was very strongly of the opinion that what we call the Third World would be a foundation for the ultimate destruction of international Zionism and of the Rothschild Empire. He was not the only nationalist who felt that way. The late H. Keith Thompson, who was a friend of mine and who worked with Janot, felt likewise. I still have a letter from Keith Thompson in which he says, and I quote, "I think you're correct about the Third World being the last outpost for revisionism and the struggle against," yes, he said it, folks, "world Jewry." Somebody should write a book and dedicate it to Keith Thompson. In fact, maybe my next book, one of several I have in the works, just might well be dedicated to Keith Thompson. In any case, folks, as I said, that email address to get a free copy of The New Babylon is Michael Collins Piper, 1960, at yahoo.com. Be sure to send me your snail mail address so I can get this book off to you, and indeed, I will do that. In the meantime, it looks as though we are going to the break. We'll be taking your phone calls in a little while here. In the meantime, since everybody's talking about Ted Kennedy, I'm going to shift the focus a little bit and talk about his late father, Ambassador Joseph P. Kennedy. To help you understand a little bit more about where the Kennedy family really stood on the issue. Stay tuned, folks.
Here's Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Earlier I was talking about my book, which is dedicated to the late Francois Janoux, who, I must add, was in many respects a major influence on my own geopolitical thinking, as was somebody else, the late DeWest Hooker, who incidentally was a friend of Monsieur Janoux's. I was first introduced to the late West Hooker by Willis Cardo, who was, of course, a longtime friend of Mr. Hooker's, along with Mr. Janoux. And West Hooker died a few years ago. I wrote about him in my book, The Judas Goats. West Hooker was a very interesting character, and could talk about him at some length. But and he was a very interesting guy. I've talked about him on this show. It was a great pleasure to have known this remarkable human being. Hooker, by the way, was among three people to whom the late George Lincoln Rockwell dedicated his book, This Time the World. The others were Joseph McCarthy and General Douglas MacArthur. Hooker, according to Rockwell, was the one who taught me to know the cunning and evil ways of the enemy. West Hooker was a very interesting guy, and he had been at one point a Broadway actor and then later a talent agent with MCA, the big Jewish-run talent agency run by Lou Wasserman. Well, because of his background in television, and I'm getting around to Joe Kennedy here, folks, just bear with me. Hooker was such an interesting guy. I'm hard-pressed not to talk about him in some detail here, but Hooker, with his background in entertainment, came to realize early on that the three major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, were Jewish-dominated, and he got the idea of starting a fourth television network. And he began to raise money for that project and had some major backers, some well-known American industrialists and financiers who realized there was a problem with growing Jewish influence over the media. Well, Wes Hooker managed to arrange for a private meeting in Palm Beach, Florida in 1956 with Joseph P. Kennedy. And it's very, very interesting who arranged that meeting, the late Lawrence Dennis, who was also a longtime friend of Willis Cardo's. Lawrence Dennis, incidentally, was about 75% apparently African-American in descent, and yet he was considered by the Jews to be the leading intellectual fascist in America. Well, this leading intellectual fascist, who happened to be of African-American descent, was the one who arranged a meeting in Palm Beach between Wes Hooker and Joe Kennedy. And after a game of golf, Kennedy and Hooker got down to business. Hooker made his presentation to Kennedy saying, "Hey, Joe, would you like to contribute to this fourth television network?" And Kennedy said, "Well," he said, "you know, I can introduce you to some people, and I certainly will do that." But he said, "I cannot get involved myself." They had a four-hour conference there in Palm Beach, and Joe Kennedy said to Hooker, this is quoting Wes Hooker, told me this story himself, he's told many people this story over the years, Joe admitted that when he was ambassador to England that he had been pro-Hitler. However, in Kennedy's words, "we lost the war." By "we," he didn't mean the United States. When Kennedy said "we," he meant the non-Jews. Joe Kennedy believed that it was the Jews who had won World War II. Kennedy said, "I've done everything I can to fight the Jewish power over this country. I tried to stop World War II, but I failed. I made all the money I need, and now I'm passing everything I've learned on to my sons. I don't go with the loser. I've joined the winners. I'm going to work with the Jews. I'm teaching my boys the whole score, and they're going to work with the Jews. I'm going to make Jack the first Irish Catholic president of the United States, and if it means working with the Jews, so be it." Kennedy told Hooker he was in sympathy with what he was doing, gave him all his encouragement, but he said, "I'm not going to do anything that will ruin Jack's chances to become president." Well, they had a friendly meeting there, and as Hooker was leaving, he said, "You know, I'd like to do anything I can to help Jack get elected president, because I realize that you, the Kennedys, know the score." And of course, Joe Kennedy himself said that ultimately the plan was to turn the tables on the Jews. So once the Kennedy family, the Kennedy dynasty, was ensconced in power, they were going to break the back of Jewish power in this country. So Hooker said, "Is there anything I can do?" And Joe Kennedy said, "Well, yes, as a matter of fact, there is something you can do. I'd like you to use your contacts in the right wing. Have them start publishing articles accusing Jack of being controlled by the Jews, of being a Jewish puppet. And this will have the effect of neutralizing Jewish opposition to Jack because of me." That's the ambassador, Kennedy's father, said. He said, "The Jews know my views, and naturally they'll assume Jack is a chip off the old block." Well, Hooker promised Kennedy he would do what he did. And, in fact, Hooker filled George Lincoln Rockwell in on the score. And Rockwell arranged for his stormtroopers to picket John F. Kennedy. They held up signs, "Nazis for Nixon, Kikes for Kennedy." And also, FDR and JFK mean Jew deal. Well, you know, Wes Hooker always said, "As far as I'm concerned, it was my work that helped get Jack Kennedy in the White House." That's one story about Joe Kennedy. Interesting story. Upsets a lot of people, to be sure. More when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here talking about the Kennedys. Let's talk about Bobby Kennedy, older brother of the late Senator Ted Kennedy, who just died. I told this story in my book, My First Days in the White House, which, of course, is a novel, but I pointed out there were certain things in this novel that were absolutely true stories. And one of the stories that I told is a very interesting story. I've told it on the air, but it's well worth telling it again. If you've heard it before, it's worth hearing again. I had a friend of many years who is since deceased, the late William J. Gill, author of the pivotal work Trade Wars Against America. Oh, many, many other books, actually. The Ordeal of Otto Otepka. Bill Gill was another one of these entertaining personalities. And it's kind of funny, I always told him he kind of reminded me of Joe Kennedy. But in any case, Bill was very well connected. He was in a hardline Irish Catholic, American citizen, of course, out of New York, I believe, originally. He actually was so well connected that at one point he was the executive director of the Allegheny Foundation, which is the personal piggy bank foundation of the Mellon family of Pittsburgh. So consequently, Bill obviously was very well connected, had a lot of contacts in the labor movement, because, of course, he was a lobbyist for the steel industry, and the steel industry and the steel workers and other labor unions had an interest in fighting for protecting America's industry. Well, one of the labor leaders that Bill Gill became acquainted with was a well-known Irish-American labor union leader in Pennsylvania. And this particular Irish-American was in turn a very close political associate and intimate friend of the Kennedy family, not one of these hangers-on. This was a guy who was a friend of the Kennedy family. And, you know, Bill Gill, my friend, he was, you know, your hardline traditional conservative, and he hated the Kennedys because of their liberalism. But this Irish labor leader during the mid-60s kept saying to Bill Gill, "Listen, Bill, I would love to get you together with Bobby Kennedy." And Bill would say, I won't even repeat the kind of language Bill would use in reference to the Kennedys. But in any case, the labor leader told Bill Gill this: "Bill, you and Bobby would hit it off big time. Bobby Kennedy hates the Jews as much as you do. In fact, anytime we're out in public in a restaurant, in a bar or whatever, and Bobby is talking about the Jews, he refers to them as the liberals." In retrospect, as I wrote in the book, Gill told me with a laugh, "Maybe the Kennedys weren't so bad after all." Joe Kennedy was a very interesting guy. Not only did he oppose U.S. involvement in World War II and did his damnedest to try to stop it, but after World War II, he stood up and said in 1950 in a speech at the University of Virginia Law School that America should not be getting involved in the troubles of the world. He said, "Our chief source of reliance must be ourselves, and we cannot sacrifice ourselves to save those who do not seem to wish to save themselves." He said the first step toward a sane foreign policy was to get out of Korea, and then we must apply the same principle to Europe. After all, he said, "What have we gained by staying in Berlin?" Good Lord. "The proper U.S. sphere of defense," said Kennedy, "included North America, the Caribbean, and Latin America. The rest of the world was on its own." He said, "Is it appeasement to withdraw from unwise commitments, to arm yourself to the teeth, and to make clear just exactly how and for what you will fight?" And he said that the Cold War, or a potential World War III against the Soviets, wasn't worth it. He said, "If portions of Europe or Asia wish to go communistic or even have communism thrust upon them, we cannot stop it. Instead, we must make sure of our strength and be certain not to fritter it away in battles that could not be won." He said, "Atlas, whose back is bowed and whose hands are busy holding up the world," he said, "it was time for Atlas not to shirk, but to mind his own place, to conserve American lives for American ends, not waste them in the freezing hills of Korea or on the battle-scarred plains of Western Germany." He said, "We have never wanted a part of other people's scrapes. Today we have them, and just why, nobody quite seems to know. What business is it of ours to support French colonial policy in Indochina or to achieve Mr. Syngman Rhee's concepts of democracy in Korea? Shall we now send the Marines into the mountains of Tibet to keep the Dalai Lama on his throne? We can do well to mind our business and interfere only where somebody threatens our business and our homes." Yeah, Joe Kennedy, yeah, they call him a bootlegger and they call him this and they call him that. I think Joe Kennedy was quite a guy. Well, folks, if you want to call in here, I think now is the time to do it. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Don't seem to have gotten any phone calls here this evening. I don't know why that is, but I'm sorry, my producer's speaking to me. Hello? Oh, they're not showing up on my screen. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We have Steve in Illinois. Let's bring Steve up. Steve, welcome aboard.
Yes, Michael.
Steve, let me ask you a question. I got an email from a Steve in Illinois. Is that you?
I don't have email.
Okay, I didn't think that it was. Okay, just wanted to clarify that. Anyway, go ahead, Steve.
I'm a little bit upset with a story. It's in the Daily Herald. The Daily Herald is a suburban paper for Chicago.
Okay.
And the title of the article is Skokie Holocaust Museum Holds Conference for Law Enforcement. And the situation is this. Of course, it was a two-day seminar, and they had the Boys in Blue there, also the Chicago Fire Department, you know, CPD, all that other stuff. And the thing that it concerned me is that they said that the people from the U.S. Customs Service were there. I don't know what investigatory importance this is. And it says that it's hosted in partnership with the ADL and the FBI. And, I don't think FBI agents, should be on government time studying Judaica. And they said that this program was modeled after one offered by the Anti-Defamation League at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington. It says Lonnie Nassetier, legal regional director, says nearly 50,000 law enforcement professionals nationally have participated already, including new FBI agents and analysts for whom the workshop is required. Now, I just don't think religious education is appropriate on government time.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, in our day of separation of church and state, the Jews raise holy hell whenever little kids pray in school, but our tax dollars can be used to send our FBI agents to listen to a bunch of rabbis and political propagandists spout their political and religious lines. And it's fine and dandy.
Well, it seems to me that it's a statement of a religious preference over Catholicism, Protestantism, Buddhism, whatever. Nobody else has that kind of an audience. We're talking about, we have a fine Polish-American museum on Milwaukee Avenue. They can go there and find out about how the communists killed the Polish people at Katyn. But they don't do that. We're not finding out certain political things, only things that are related to so-called Jewish privileges and not persecution. And one last thing, you were talking about this babble. If you'd like to look up something, my grandmother told me this orally, and she was born in May 1898. She says during World War One, you know, the German language was outlawed officially and by the governor of Iowa. And so I looked it up, and it, sure enough, they call it the Babel Proclamation. Iowa's Governor William L. Harding took the anti-German sentiment in the wake of World War One to make German illegal. Only English was legal in public and private schools, public conversation, and the trains, over the telephone at all meetings, and religious services. And there's a very excellent bibliographic article here by Stephen J. Fries, Divided by a Common Language, the Babel Proclamation and its Influence in Iowa History. And if Carolyn Yeager is listening, you want to see some anti-Deutsch sentiment, you look at that article by Stephen J. Fries, F-R-E-S-E. Thank you.
Very, very interesting, Steve. I actually tend to think maybe we should outlaw Yiddish. I've heard it suggested that Yiddish was the international language of the International Crime Syndicate during the Victorian era. Something to chew on there. Okay, I think we have some other callers here. Let me go to my producer. Oh, okay, I have my screen up in front of me. Okay, we've got Bob in New Jersey. Bob, come aboard.
Hey, Michael, hello.
How you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm sitting here with butterflies in my stomach. I've never called a radio station before.
Okay.
I've listened to you for a long time, and I've read three of your books.
Okay.
And I, you know, have learned a lot from your critique of Jewish power and really appreciate that. There's some things about your presentation that really disturbed me, however.
Well, go ahead. Tell me.
Okay. You know, really, there's three big cans of worms here, and it's probably too much to develop in a couple of minutes, but I'll start
with... Go ahead. I'll give you the time.
Okay. The first one is contextual, and it has to do with the whole format, the radio station. You know, I'm 60 years old. I used to live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I was a big fan of Pacifica Radio for decades.
Oh, yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm very bitter about that today. I'm quite persuaded that it's another controlled opposition, and it's hard for me not to believe that this forum isn't something similar. I don't think it's as venerable. It hasn't been around as long. It isn't as polished. So, you know, and a lot of this critique is just sort of intuitive and nuanced, you know. It would be hard to explain it briefly, but I'm suspicious, and I think it's healthy to be suspicious this way. So I don't mean that to be personally.
Hello? Bob?
Hello?
Yeah, there you are. Okay,
you're still there. Okay, well, let me go on. In terms
of
your,
go ahead.
Yeah, in terms of your delivery, there's things that kind of bother me a little bit. It seems that you have a way of dismissing things out of hand or just making bald assertions. And I can think of a couple examples, like this guy Anthony Sutton. And I never read his books. I'm not a fast reader, and I haven't read all the books that you have. So I wouldn't, you know, put myself up against you in that regard. But it seems like there's a really interesting thesis there that Wall Street or the Western bankers funded both Hitler and the Soviets. And if, you know, there's really a valid criticism of what that guy's saying, you know, I would like to hear a little bit more about it than rather just, you know, an outright dismissal. I mean, the same thing I hear, you know, Stalin, no, Stalin wasn't a Jew. You know, and I don't really know whether he was a Jew or not, but it seems like the dismissal is a little bit too quick. Now, other things like with Eric Hufschmidt, and I'm not defending him, I don't trust him either, but, you know, I hear ad hominem kind of attacks, you know, like
well,
after...
Bob, I guess, I don't know how long you've been listening to this program, but that's a very long history that...
Yeah, it's complicated, and I don't see
yeah,
the bottom
yeah,
of
Eric...
it or understand it. I don't trust him completely.
Well,
there's
Eric,
stuff...
let me just say this much about... I'll come back to your other points in a
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, I don't want to go off on a tangent with
yeah,
Eric.
No, let me just say
important.
This about Eric Hufschmidt. He should be pleased that I even bothered to mention him at all.
Well, nobody else does. And, if they, you know, to me, that's a point in his favor. I don't trust anybody. And that's one of the things he says. It's one of the points he says that, to me, seems valid. Don't trust anybody. And he also has this metaphor of the masquerade, you know. You don't really know who is who or who's on whose side. And I think there's something valid to that. Now, he says stuff that's really facile and embarrassing. I certainly don't trust him. But I interrupted you if you want to finish.
No, I had said all I had to say about that character. But anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well,
ahead,
I don't
ahead.
See
you
to the bottom of that either. And I came into this game kind of late. You know, the whole Boleyn thing, you know, for a while I thought he was a real hero. And then, honestly, I don't know. But, you know, that's one whole can of worms there, is this whole format. Now, a couple of other things here. There were two people on RBN that I really liked, and they were both dismissed early last September. One was Sophia Smallstorm, and the other was Henry Mako. And I heard you mention Mako earlier this year, you know, as if you weren't aware that he had been dismissed. There seems to be a rather high turnover of people, which I don't totally
well, you know,
understand.
I tell you, as far as the internal workings of RBN, you know, their headquarters are in,
in Texas.
Round Rock, Texas.
Yeah.
And I broadcast out of Washington, D.C., and I barely have enough time to listen to my own archives, let alone other programs on the network. I frequently listen to the programs that my friend Mark Glenn and Phil Turney and Hashem Talawi do, and Mark Anderson's program, and certainly John Statman's
right, you
program.
Know, we're all in that same time bind. So,
yeah, so
you
so,
know, I can't
so,
fault you too much so, on not knowing about all of that. But those seem to be very solid people with solid critiques, and they were both dismissed at the same time. And Mako, it was right before he was going to talk to Kevin McDonald. And That's an interesting guy. I don't know if you've read his book.
I'm familiar with Kevin MacDonald's
book. Yeah, your whole critique of Jewish power is quite different from his. I mean, you're really good at the really intellectual acuity, you know, knowing all these names and people and political machinations. He approaches it from quite a different angle. As a cultural phenomenon, what he describes as a group evolutionary strategy.
Oh, right, right. I'm familiar with that. But, you know, I don't think, as I say, without knowing the details, I think it's safe to say that the dismissal of, if indeed that's what it was, the dismissal of Henry Maykow, I'm sure it didn't have anything to do with the fact that he was going to interview Jeffrey MacDonald, Dr. MacDonald.
Well, he expressed to me in an email he didn't know why they let him go. And again,
okay, Bob, we're going to the final break. I will hold you over because you had some further comments. So stay tuned, everybody.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Okay, folks, we are running out of time. We're not going to be able to get to the rest of the callers. We have Bob from New Jersey on. Bob, I want to comment real quickly regarding Anthony Sutton. I first read Dr. Sutton's books back when I was 16 years old. That was before, long before I was an editor or a writer of any consequence, if I am indeed either of those now. But I want to tell you, at the time I read the book Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, I remember my reaction to it was, well, this is much ado about nothing. Yes, in fact, American business interests had business relationships with Nazi Germany. Yes, that's a fact. The book is much ado about nothing.
You know, the guy was recently at Stanford, you know, who can you trust? And I don't want to be rude, but this...
Well, okay, but no, what I'm saying is I don't think that Dr. Sutton... In fact, I wrote Dr. Sutton a letter at the time and got a nice letter back from him. But I recently took the book off the shelf about 6 or 8 months ago in reference to something I was talking about here in the program. And rereading the book, again, I had the same reaction, but even more so looking at it from the standpoint of a rather seasoned writer, which I am now, and a seasoned editor, which I certainly am. Yeah, there's not too much to that book. As far as...
Oh, well, you may be right. Like I say, I haven't read it.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah, I mean, just... You're going to have to read the book yourself or take my word on it.
Well, there's so many other things to do, and there's stuff that I feel that I'm better informed on that I wanted to comment on. You know, I had two other big cans of worms here that I was kind of leading.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I won't be able to say much, but anyway, let me lead into one of them with probably the last of my contextual points here. This was some months ago. You were threatening to talk to Jim Condit, and I would really like to hear that because I watched his documentary about Hitler. What is it called? The Final Solution to Adolf Hitler.
Right.
Twice, and I sat through it very carefully, stopped it, looked up his books and references on the internet. And boy, that raised a lot of questions in my mind. And your whole approach to that era is, you know, frankly, I feel like there's something very big that you're either missing or burying or for one reason or another lost on.
That would only be your reaction if you believe Jim's opinions on that matter. Now, I love Jim Condit to death. He's just one of the nicest human beings there is as far as I'm concerned. But I think he's dead wrong on that. And
well, I'd like to hear you talk with him about why.
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I had talked about doing that. And, you know, time flies and it's a matter of, you know, making the arrangements and doing
well,
it. And, you know,
very big issues that I feel are lost not only in your presentation, but in those of other people like Rick Adams. And he's had Ed Steele on, and I read his book. And
well, you know, I can't speak for Rick Adams. I can only speak for my
right, but I'm talking about specific issues here. Now, you had a guy on last night, I think, who said something to the effect that the one country that really got shafted in World War II was Poland, okay? And you let that go by. And, you know, today is a big World War II anniversary. I wonder if you know what it is.
What is today?
Okay, you don't know. This is the day, 70 years ago, when they signed the Ribbentrop-Molotov Pact,
okay,
which was principally aimed against Poland. And, you know, for the first 2 years of that war, Germany and Soviet Russia were allies, okay, at the expense of Poland, largely.
Right.
And the way the Germans went into Poland, they were no heroes. Excuse me, they were absolutely savage and brutal. This was an unprovoked war of aggression. And if you wanted to draw a broad brush parallel to what they did in Poland, it would be very similar to what the Ashkenazi Jews have done in Palestine, invading the area, rubbing out the people, erasing their place names, and obliterating their culture. This is exactly what both Hitler's Germany and Stalin's Russia aimed to do and, in fact, affected to a large degree. You had somebody on a few minutes ago who mentioned the Soviet...
Bob, you know, here's the problem. I wish you had called. You know, you're welcome to call in here again. We are absolutely out of time. I do appreciate your phone call. I hope you'll call back again another time and we can talk more about these things. But I appreciate your input. So...
With recent internet...